The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We play up-tempo, upbeat pop rock songs here. Something to make your day a little bit brighter. We try not to be downers if we can help it. We're going to get today's show started with something, well, some solid gold, really. A track called Gold from the Beaches off of Late Show here on Ear Candy.
Trying to get loud. Everybody knows the price of control. Playing with the queen of ice, you get cold. Children in the maze are breaking their bones. The killers in the cage are sitting on thrones. Everywhere you turn, you're out of control. You kick them in the head to get your own. Oh,
was watching this talk show the other day, and on it there was this guy, and he was saying, when you let other people tell you what's right, when you leave your instinct and your own truth behind, that's a virus of the mind. That's a virus of the mind. Well, I guess it's kind of like losing your sight. For a second you feel that they might be right, and it feeds the doubts that you have inside, and almost starts to feel like a crime to follow your own rhythm and rhyme. Last night, a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long, long time, and they wanted to know about my life, but making me feel like it wasn't quite right. Like, where's your kids and where's your car? I said, I don't have either, but I have a guitar. And I ended up feeling like I was a freak, so I found some wine and something to eat, and I talked to the dog to pass the time. I told myself I'm doing just fine. It's just a virus of the mind. It's just a virus of the mind. I'm pretty happy living in my own sweet time. Living in my, yeah, I'm pretty happy and I don't need your virus of the mind. It's on the tip of your tongue. It's in the feeling you got when you feel young. It's in the sound of the beat. It's in the base of your spine. It's in your gut reaction, yeah, every time. They tell you what you should have. They tell you who you should be. It's in the TV and ads and in the magazines. I'm kicking it off like a bug in the breeze. Cause is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone?
That is a virus of the mind. It's going around. You don't want to catch it. If you find other people telling you how you should feel, well, that's a virus of the mind. That's Heather Nova off her record South. And before Virus of the Mind, we heard a song called Lucky Me. That's Sarah Sleen from Day One. And we started the whole shebang off with Solid Gold, the song Gold from Late Show. That's Toronto's The Beaches. I just happened to realize that whole set was female singers. Excellent. Or bands. Perfect. Actually, I'm going to keep the trend going. I think the next song we'll play is something called Close to Home. It's from a record called Mexican Moon. The group is Concrete Blonde, and the vocalist is Johnette Napolitano. Here on Ear Candy.
Tennessee. I could stay. trail is blazing, smoke overhead. My trail is blazing, smoke everywhere. I feel amazing, love lit me red. I was a strong man, strong as can be. I was a strong man, strong as a tree. Come back and see what love did to me. Just like the wind, my heart's rushing fast. A piece of dust in the dark, a broken arrow missing the mark. I tread the nightward, stalking a dream. I trace the nightward, stalking a dream. Wake up and see what love did to me. I was a blindfolded bumblebee. I was a blindfolded bumblebee. And now I see what God did for me. He made me see life flowery.
get things done like that. they've never been done. So hold on.
Hold on, hold on. That's Hold On from John Lennon off his first post-Beatles record called Plastic Ono Band. And before that, we heard a track called See What Love Did to Me. That's Cat Stevens from The Laughing Apple. Ha ha ha, what am I laughing for? I'm not an apple. And we started things off with a song called Close to Home, which I absolutely love. That's from Concrete Blonde off a record called Mexican Moon. Now, you've been listening to the show a while. We're friends, right? A little bit. And you know what I heard? And who I heard it from? Your ma. Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. So we're going to fix that with a song called Your Ma Said You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night. This is Robert Plant from Manic Nirvana. Here on Ear Candy.
Your mama said you cried in your sleep last night. probably shouldn't stare, but I am fighting it, fighting it. And I think that she's aware and kind of liking it, liking it.
Hot girls, they can break me, hot girls. You know what you're doing now, hot girls. Come and break me, hot girls. Take me where you are going.
She's riding it, and she says it feels so good, but she is hiding it, wet lips to cigarette, and now she's striking it, lighting it, as she looks me in the eye, hell, she must know she's inviting it,
hot girls, they can break me, hot girls, you know what you're doing.
Come
chance. Please give me one more chance at this DJ thing. I won't let you down. I won't let you down. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. That was Give Me One More Chance. That is Cracker from a record called Greenland. And before that, we heard Hot Girls from NXS off a record called Switch, because they switched up lead singers. And we've started things off with Your Ma Told Me You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night. Breach of confidentiality, I know, but it's out there. And, you know, we played a catchy song from Robert Plant off of Manic Nirvana. I think I said Manic Nirvana. And Nirvana fans will definitely say it's not Nirvana, Anna. It's Nirvana. So Manic Nirvana, Robert Plant, Your Ma Said You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night. You blame him. He's a blabbermouth, right? Catchy song though, huh? We're going to play a trio of songs from some Canadian artists. We're going to play something from Cuff the Duke. They hail from the Toronto area. I think Southern Ontario somewhere. But I think what's interesting about Cuff the Duke is I've always wondered where that name came from. Are they referring Duke to John Wayne, the Duke? And Cuff the Duke, they mean they're going to actually hit the Duke, hit John Wayne? Easy to say now that he's not here any longer, but, you know, he was a rough and tumble guy, or at least he acted like a rough and tumble guy. So I don't know where the name Cuff the Duke came from, but we're going to hear a song called Surging Revival. Yes, we are, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you.
Fell into the wind. See you.
that was a song called Darling Shade from the New Pornographers off their record Whiteout Conditions. I'm just going to have to take a moment to think about that song title. I know that we can talk about refreshing shade or cool shade or even lamp shade, but I don't know Darling Shade exactly what that might mean. I don't even know vaguely what that means. I just know I like the song. I hope you liked it too. And before Darling Shade from the New Pornographers, we played a song called Daylight Moon from Lost and Profound off their second record, which was called Memory Thief, that featured Terry Tompkins and Lisa Boudreau, who was born in Moncton, a Moncton native. Coincidentally, so am I. Talk about coincidences. And we started that whole thing off with Surging Revival. That's Cuff the Duke from their record Sidelines of the City. Okay, the show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor, and our time is coming to an end. And I know it's kind of sad. I always feel like, oh, the show is coming to an end. But there's a cure for that sadness, which is we do it again all next week. And here's the deal. I play a catchy up-tempo pop rock song, things that make you feel good, and the goofy DJ is a bonus. Huh? How can you resist? It's a date, right? All right, we got time for two more songs. I'm going to leave you with I don't want to see you no more. Sorry, my English is not good. I don't want to see you anymore. That's Brendan Benson from a series of singles he released years ago. I'm not sure if it was gathered up in a record collection, but it's Brendan Benson. I don't want to see you anymore. And we'll end things with Sloan. We'll just fade into obscurity, fading into obscurity from Never Hear the End of It. And that's how we'll end the show. See you next week.
You destiny dissipated. All my methods antiquated. And friendless today, I made a name for myself when one could do such a thing. A reputation that's held together by a string, and so I chose to cherish those who think there's some purity to fading into obscurity.
Everyone needs